Ready when you are.
He's ready. You ready? We'll call to order the council meeting for September 24th. All rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decision of this body tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Amen.
That's what I like about those prayers. Short and sweet.
Okay, if we could have roll call.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Dattin?
Here.
Mr. Clark?
Here.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Coulter?
Yep.
Mr. Sebring?
Mr. Sebring is sick.
Next is approval of minutes of the September 10th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Mr. Brink?
Call for the question and yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yep.
Okay, next is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. I would like to say under this that our condolences go to the Litherland family. Patrolman Dwayne Litherland passed away. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family.
And there was one large crowd last night and today for the funeral at 2 o'clock. And shows that even the police are well-liked. Not all bad news bears. And the comments came from the chief up here.
Mr. Mayor, we need to add pool discussion under new business, and that would be E, pool discussion. That's a motion.
Second that motion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Dattin?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
And Mayor, one last thing, if I could, please. Reminder to the good citizens of Vincennes that the Sheriff's Department is hosting a national canine event here in Vincennes. It's a conference, and they are also doing a huge presentation out at Emmon Field on Wednesday. So it's going to be a very large event, and they have canine handlers and their dogs from all over the United States and Canada. So it should be a huge event, and that's it.
Lots of dogs. Wednesday or
huh?
Time on Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm guessing.
About that time.
Anyone else under? If not, we'll move on to committee reports. Public Safety, Councilman Chapp.
No report.
Environmental Management, Councilman Clark.
Yeah, we did have a solid waste meeting this morning and our usual business, and we paid the bills, and that was about the extent of it, although we are working on several other things, and that will come later. But that was our meeting for today.
Budget and Finance, Councilman Brown.
No report.
Planning, Zoning, and Community Development, Councilman Brink.
No report.
Tourism, Promotion of the City, Councilwoman Rose.
For the first time this weekend, and Mayor, you helped me with this, we're going for the City of Vincennes down on Main Street will be closed off, and we call them go-karts.
IndyCart races.
Mm-hmm.
It is free to the public. This is a fundraiser for CASA. We encourage everybody to come out and watch. It is free, and patronize the businesses that are open down there during this event, so it ought to be a lot of fun.
And you're going to be riding in one of those, right?
Yes, I will. I'll be racing one of those at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
And we have some other guests coming in.
Yeah, there are Seymour Mayor, North Vernon Mayor, Bicknell Mayor. It'd be a lot of fun.
And you're going to win for Vincent, right?
I'm trying.
Rubbin's Racing.
I know, I've never been a race car driver, but...
With you racing, should we know the name of the deputy mayor?
Just a thought, I don't know.
Rubbin's Racing.
You have anything else?
No.
Legislative Review, Councilman Sebring. City Services, Councilman Salters.
No report, Mayor.
I noticed we had four visitors in our line of fire today. If they would identify themselves, or someone would identify them.
Five.
Everybody bashful?
I'm not.
Oh.
Well, we're with Nicole Carey's news gathering storytelling class. My name's Kenny Vincent, I live in Washington. These are all campus residents, Cameron Troy, Stephanie Ann Horace, Brandy, and Brian Watson. He and I were here last night. You can probably remember our faces.
No, thank you.
Welcome. Okay, report of city officers. And then move on to old business, resolution 14-2012.
Mr. Mayor, we had a public hearing today at 5:45, and there was no one here to speak for or against this. So I'd like to make a motion that we read and approve resolution 14-2012.
Second.
Resolution 14-2012, additional appropriation resolution containing one section from the edit fund to general fund for payment of $7,304.60 to SME for some environmental work, which the city will be reimbursed.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to new business, ordinance 17-2012, mayor's salary ordinance for 2013.
Make a motion to have the first reading on ordinance 17-2012.
Second.
Ordinance 17-2012, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes setting the maximum annual compensation amounts beginning January 1, 2013 and continuing thereafter until duly change submitted by Mayor Yoakum. This does not include salaries for elected.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yep.
Next is ordinance 19-2012, transferring funds for the inspector's office from rental housing.
Okay, I'll make a motion to have first reading on this also, ordinance 19-2012.
Second.
Ordinance 19-2012, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds at the request of the Vincennes City Inspector's Office, omitting formal parts, sections 1 through 8, total transferred $7,428 from the various accounts listed in sections 1 through 7 to account for the general inspection secretary line item in the inspector's office.
For salaries.
Mr. Brown, did you have some questions on this?
Did you, hey Phil, did you adjust this in the 2013 budget? No, so it's...
I didn't catch it.
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay. Just a question.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Next is resolution 15-2012, transferring funds within the police department.
Make a motion we read and approve resolution 15-2012.
Second.
Resolution 15-2012, resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of overtime money deposited in Fund 101009111.250, requested by Chief Booking, requesting $27,000, representing overtime funds for the purpose of theater.
There's no questions. I'll call for the question.
There's no question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Next is Resolution 16-2012, transferring funds within the inspector's office.
Before you move on, I think that this resolution was incorporated in earlier ordinance. The same amount.
The ordinance 19-2012?
You look at that, I think we put those same numbers in ordinance 19. I don't want you to transfer them twice. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that was, I think that's a duplication. Those are the same funds, and we just picked up the email and didn't realize that he'd already submitted this resolution, so this could be tabled and it could all be done in the ordinance. Clerk Treasurer and I determined some of these will have to be advertised because interdepartmental, not just minor.
Can we just delete this resolution?
Yes.
I make that motion.
Like if the numbers add up and Phil's satisfied with the total mm-hmm. amount he needs to transfer, I think that's a duplication.
Okay.
Make a motion to delete Resolution 16-2012.
I'll second that motion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
We deleted 16 because 16
is. Next is full discussion.
Mr. Mayor, before we do that, we're going very quickly here, but Resolution 14-2012, that was the first one on the agenda. Did we deal with that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Okay. It's out of order on this. Okay.
I know.
All right. I stand corrected. I just wanted to be sure.
We are up to pool discussion.
Steve Beeman, pool superintendent. Tonight we want to discuss the issue with our liner. We had a board meeting this past Wednesday. And this is something that is out of our realm of our budget. If the council would decide to want to move forward and have this liner fixed. A little history of the liner. The liner that we have was put in 2004. It's on, or went through its ninth summer. Liners are typically about an 8 to 12 year life expectancy is what we've been told. It's a PVC type material. Over the course of the past 9 years, the liner itself has lost its flexibility. It's become smaller in some areas. It shrinks over the course. It's due to chemicals, amount of water, size of the pool that we have. When the core samples were done 3 weeks ago, they came back in Spirit Corporation and fixed the holes that were in the pool. Then we had some areas in the deep end in the dive well that had ripped. That we had to address. They fixed those, did some repairs on the core sample holes, but the liner itself and the deep end and then in a couple places in the pool itself has, through the course of those 9 years, has pulled itself from the shrinkage away from the wall in areas so it's smaller. So when we filled it back up, which you have to have water in a pool that has a liner, so one, it'll stay down, and two, it's not exposed to the elements for the whole year during the cold season, run the liner. It's ripped completely in a couple sections in the deep end. Recommendation from Spirit Corporation, who has worked with our pool for the past 15, 20 years. They could try and piecemeal it, but they would be afraid that it wouldn't work. You would just be spending money on them trying to put it back together. You're not correcting what is wrong with the liner in itself, that it's out from the wall. So if you look at the deep end, it's about a 10-foot drop on the walls, slides to about 3 foot to the bottom. The walls itself, if you get into the deep end where it slides like this, it's out at least a foot from the wall. So when you walk on it, it's like a moon walk. Got that bounce to it. So their recommendation is that if you're going to do it, the deep end needs to be completely redone at the dive well. Cost is $26,800. Without doing anything, we wouldn't be able to, obviously, to open next year. And it's something, again, that you can't wait till next May and get through the referendum and see what happens, because the pool has to be filled, the liner has to be fixed, or we obviously fill the pool. Do you have any questions about the liner or anything regarding this or what? More happy to try and answer.
Steve, do you remember the price of the liner in 2004?
It was $136,000.
That was for the whole liner, though, not just a section of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And obviously, we've not got an estimate for the liner. Add 10 years. Like, that would be.
So if I understand correctly, if we would do this, and then the swimming pool referendum would be adopted, we would be using this liner for a maximum of one or two seasons.
Yes, I mean, that's the problem with the timing of this. What you're doing is you're repairing the liner, not knowing what the referendum's going to hold. If the referendum would pass, then yes, the pool would only be open till next summer. Then once the timeline, everything would fall into place, by next August, you would start construction on the new facility. Don't do the liner, then obviously whether the referendum goes or doesn't go, the pool won't open the following year or next summer.
Since we are talking about perhaps just one season of swimming, has the board or yourself explored other options, perhaps with other operators of pools, for some sort of deal for one summer of use in exchange for something?
As in what?
I mean, obviously, most of us would not want to spend $26,850 on something that's going to be used for one season and then ripped apart for replacement. But is there a possibility, and I don't know, maybe there's not, but entities in the community that have a swimming pool would...
Oh, I'm sure.
Is it possible we could enter into negotiations?
Well, I wouldn't want to speak for the university or the YMCA, but yeah. And just to make it clear, this is not something that the park board is saying that we want to spend $26,000. This park board coming to you as the council, that we do not have the money in the budget if you want to fix it. The park board is the understanding of $26,000 is a lot of money to spend on a gamble of the referendum, yes or no. They couldn't have made it anyway, obviously, because that money's not in our budget. We just want to bring it before this council because those monies would have to come through you.
So let's assume for a minute that we don't replace that liner and we go through this winter, and let's say the referendum doesn't pass. Will further damage be done to the rest of the liner since the pool has no water in it?
Yeah, I mean, there's that possibility. I mean, nothing is guaranteed. And then also I will say, and I mean, I'm not an engineer or an expert. I can just tell you what Spear has told us. Even if we do fix the deep end, the three-fourths of the liner itself is still at a nine-year age. And there are a couple areas that are not near as bad as the deep end, but have started that where they are pulling away from the wall in a couple corners. It's like we've said the last 3 or 4 years with the whole facility itself. Every year that we try to open it, there are those variables that you just don't know what's going to happen. Mechanically, we think we're, you know, it's a 42-year-old facility. Try to upkeep as much as we can, but the pumps and things like that are still 42. But the liner, which we've said would probably get us first for the mechanical, that's kind of where we're at now. So, I mean, Spear's not going to guarantee that, you know, they fix the deep end and then we come in and fill it up. That they're just addressing the area that's stopping us right now from filling it.
And it's possible once you replace the deep end and go back to refill the pool that the rest of the old liner may fail?
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, there's no, again, they aren't going to guarantee that we fix the deep end and all the other areas will be. That was just the area that has ripped from the wall.
And that ripped as you were filling the pool, which obviously the deep end's going to fill first.
Yeah, and that's why, but so doing, liner. Yeah, with them coming in and redoing the well, they are going to come in and have the liner itself attached to the wall. It's going to be, you know, a brand new piece down there. Again, with the piecemealing, there would be so many weld joints and so many areas that they would have to try and fix that there's just, they feel there's no way that they could do it. They were kind of surprised with, after getting in there looking, that we didn't have any catastrophes during the summer with the liner. But we've held it as much as we can the last couple years.
But what did I read in the paper about the gallons of water that you're losing?
We were losing probably 3 to 4 inches a day. About an inch and a half to two, about an inch and a half would be just from your normal splash out and evaporation. We had another couple inches that were, we think, were coming in the deep end. We did address that a little bit when Spear came in and fixed the core sample holes. There are 4 main drains at the bottom of the pool. 2 of them have, or they all have flanges around them, and a couple of them we kind of fixed 2 years ago. Without having to go in and tear out the whole liner. Again, we just did what we could a couple years ago, and water was coming out through there. And then also one of the main drains we've found at the base of it has a crack in it. So, I mean, it's hard to say if that's exactly where the water. And then the core samples, we were very fortunate. After the fact, when they were moving some of the liner and doing some work, the bottom of the pool is cracked pretty good, and part of their estimate is also coming in and putting a epoxy seal on as many of the cracks on the on the bottom of the pool to try and help us with our leak.
Got a lot of issues.
Can you piecemeal? You can't piecemeal at all.
It's, well, again, their recommendation is they probably wouldn't take the job if we said we're going to piecemeal, because there's just no way, from their wording of doing it to where they can guarantee that it'll hold water. And piecemealing is not going to fix the biggest issue, where the liner itself is out from the wall. I mean, that's what tore the liner in the first place. All that weight as you fill, the liner was away from the wall, and it wasn't tight, and it just pulled all the way around the top edges. And then it's also ripped around 2 or 3 of the lights. The lights and the beacon.
In other words, if it's fixed, if it's not fixed correctly, you're gonna have this the whole season probably. You're still gonna lose your water. And then next year you'll have to go back and do something else.
Well, if it's not fixed, you won't open. And then if you piecemeal it, you still don't know what you're gonna.
Steve, say this, you know, we don't approve the 26,000. It goes through in a referendum. Does this put us on a faster track?
No, from the timeline that Mr. Quackenbush talked about last time he was here, the referendum would go in May, and then there's a series of events that have to happen, and then the bonds would be let And then like August 1st, I think, would be earliest without looking at the timeline. But so construction would start that first, or hopefully that first week or two of August, which would still put us on a timeline of being able to open the facility June of 2014. A worst case scenario, if the referendum would go, is that the pool itself would not be open.
So are we cutting off, I mean, if the referendum does go, we're shutting down early?
That was an option, but after we got the timeline from Mr. Quackenbush, it wouldn't have done us, I mean, since the bonds weren't going to be let until August, we could have kept our normal operating season, which typically runs about 75 days, depending on when we open the 1st of June.
Coming up to the podium.
No problem. It's evident that anything you put in it, if the referendum passes, it's going to get torn out. But if it's got to be repaired, it's got to be repaired. My question is, if the referendum fails, there's repairs have to be made anyway, or are you investing $26,000 that you're going to tear out to make repairs? Are the repairs you have to make to the pool if the referendum fails?
Right.
If the referendum fails, is there going to be more than just the deed and the half?
We're wasting this $26,000 now.
Well, I'm not going to speak for the council. Or we've talked about this issue. If the liner was okay, or I mean, not the rips that we have in it. I mean, the liner's at the end of its life expectancy also. If the referendum had not passed or won't pass in May, I mean, I think my board would come back at some point in time and say, you know, do we want to keep the pool open? If the community as a whole votes not to do something next year and we're losing money, the pool's outdated, you're having small attendance as it is, you know, do we want to keep the pool open? But that is as hypothetical if, you know. But now with this liner issue, it's one of those things where if you don't fix it now, obviously you're not going to open next year. If you referendum doesn't pass and we didn't fix it this year, you're still going to have an empty pool for the course of this winter that I can't tell you what the elements will do to the liner. So, I mean, I would think it would be, if you're not going to do it now, I don't think you're going to come back next year and spend 26 plus more on a 42-year-old, well, a 43-year-old facility at that. But that's not my decision. I'm just trying to give you some of the information that we've been presented.
How does your board feel about this?
Just what I had said at the beginning. Spending that amount of money on something that may only last a summer, is that the wisest thing? We've got outside of the general use, you have a couple groups that use the pool for the triathlon, the Women's Sisters in Service, and then the YMCA. The Big Bang at the beach would also be affected. I think the tri and or the, oh, the tries could probably be held at BU or the Y. I mean, I can't speak for that. The swim team would be something which we're looking at anyway. If we go to a smaller facility, they wouldn't be able to host their large event because they have to have a 50-meter pool. But I think everyone would be understanding knowing the situation.
Well, I guess my preference would be not, since we're at the very beginning stages of looking at what we're going to do in terms of the swimming pool and the importance of probably the referendum in that process, is that looking at this next season, that we our board sit down with say the Y as a, maybe the lead entity and see if there's something we can work out, some free swimming days. I mean, there obviously we want to provide swimming as a recreation, but I think surely people would understand the problem of putting this much of an investment into a pool that may very well be, I mean, it'd be a, sort of a wasted investment for as few days as we're going to be be able to use it with this liner.
And I think that's
something to kind of a bridge to get us to the next swimming season, and that doesn't seem to be such an insurmountable problem that maybe we could get some alliances in the community and for far less dollars provide some swimming recreation.
And I think that's the feel of my board
donating?
Also.
Are you recommending?
I'm representing no one. I'm representing an idea.
I thought maybe
early negotiations.
I thought maybe you were volunteering VU's Aqua Center.
No authority over
any facilities. I happen to agree with Mr. Chatton. That's roughly $6,750 a month, considering it's a 4-month season for the, and rounding those dollars up to $27,000, that's $6,750 a month for 4 months for something that you're not guaranteed. There are no guarantees in this thing whatsoever. Even if we fixed the deep end, there's no guarantee that shallowing's going to be all right.
There's a reason why we're going through this referendum the past 2 or 3 years. I mean, it was something that when I came in 8 years ago that we tried to get started at the time, and not blaming you. I mean, it was just, you know, now we're at that point, and we're no different than a lot of other communities that have an old facility and looking at what to do. Ours just took a twist with the liner at this point in time.
In addition to the liner, there's no guarantee the pump's going to work.
No, again, you know, that's just something that we, yeah. And that's something that we had discussed at the board meeting also, that you fix the liner, and then we come and start next May, and you have something wrong with the pumps that stop us from opening. So,
yeah.
Again, we're just trying to give you as much information as we can, since my budget could not do anything. And even if we did have the money in our budget, I mean, this would have been something that we would have brought to the council. It wouldn't have been a decision that we would have made. And obviously, I don't think my board would have made that decision either if we had the funds. They wouldn't have spent $26,000.
So I guess the bottom line is, I think we probably need some more information in terms of, are there other options out there to provide some limited swimming availabilities this next season?
You would hope
while
that,
we figure
and
out
I think there's things we can do with the fire department, having multiple days of, you know, them bringing the trucks out. We used to put plastic over Chicago Park on the levees and do some things like that. Try to incorporate those, try to get VU and the YMCA to lend a hand. We do some things with the radio stations for free swims, maybe try to get them involved and help. So yeah, I mean, I think there's some things that we can do to try to.
I mean, obviously it's not going to be the 7 days a week because, you know, if it's University and the Y, they have their own schedules, and you know, in the case of university, I know it's heavily used for summer camps and what have you, but working around those schedules, there surely could be little carve outs of time.
I believe so.
We could do something.
I would hope so.
Well, and you know, one of the nice things about having this referendum is we're going to see the importance that it is for our community as a whole.
Yeah, so, and I think
I mean, that's going to be,
that's the main reason not the main reason, but that's one of the reasons why I think the mayor, my board, to put it as a referendum, is that you put it into the community's hands of how important a facility like that is. You know, we've had a pool since 1936. This pool that we have now was built in 70, opened in 71. Rainbow Beach has been a very vital, I think, part of our community for the past 75 years. We're very passionate and very behind it, my board, myself, and we hope over the next 3 or 4 months that as we present some of the conceptual designs that have been worked on and get closer, that more and more individuals, I think we have a nice strong group of supporters. I mean, obviously there's going to be numbers attached to this at some point, but let's hope that we can move forward with it. Any more questions or?
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Do you want him to come back with more information? Check.
I think we should wait for 2 weeks and get more information and make our, be ready to make our decision in 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
That was a downer.
What?
That was a downer.
Why? You might change your mind by 2 weeks.
Okay, next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $346,466.27.
Second.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Okay, next is under miscellaneous is Phil Cooper, City Inspector, inquiring about the availability of sidewalk funds.
I've had a lot of residents that signed up on getting some repair of their sidewalks. You know, I guess the last administration had money in there, and they did. And we, I think the end of the year, we had to, if the account was out, you know, no money in it. So I'm asking about, and I believe they got $25,000 last time. So, I mean, like I say, I've got a lot of residents that's called, got their name on the list to have their sidewalks repaired. And I think it was before. The city paid half and the residents pay half. Is that correct on that? I haven't seen anything written up about it's got to go through the residents only, no businesses. Is that?
That's correct.
Right.
Okay. Is there anything written about it, or is that just, okay, I didn't see.
Pretty cut and dried. It's residents only, and they pay half and the city pays half.
I'm asking, I'd like to get that, or maybe sometime this year that we can get a lot of it done. And the sidewalks are, a lot of it's in real bad shape. If you, I'm sure everybody's noticed somewhere in town that, and the residents, they're willing to pay half, so, and they've Phil, asked me, and so I'm coming before you guys to ask for the $25,000.
You don't have money in your budget this year for that?
No. They used the last of it. I think it was in January to pay off a construction company that did Cook's Construction.
It was an additional appropriation
right.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Similar to the rental, the housing.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it in your budget for next year?
Pardon?
Do you have it in your budget for next year?
No. That's something that I didn't even.
We've just treated this as an additional in the past,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Similar to the.
That's what they're telling me, that, you know, that they just came to the city council and asked for the money.
Right.
They didn't put it in their budget for.
No. It's never been budgeted.
No.
Would you not want to have that budgeted?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to have it budgeted?
I wish
there
was.
That would be a better
you
question.
Know, I didn't.
Yeah.
Next year, I'll put it in
too.
For a budget.
Next year, you need to put
yeah.
it in.
I mean, that way it saves you from coming in asking for more.
Right.
You already know what you have to spend.
Mm-hmm.
You have 25
yeah.
or whatever it is.
Well, I'm learning a lot, so next year I'm going to do this, put it in for a budget. Mm-hmm. And we'll have it. And but I'm just kind of went by how they done it the last administration.
Sure.
So,
how's your account for tearing houses down? How's it coming along?
Good. I got a lot more houses to tear down. And
how many have you got down so far out of that?
Six. There's a lot more to get on the list. And
you know, while we're on the streets, while we're on the houses, you know, we've got the trees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just wondered about those trees. Most of those trees
if they're between the curb and the sidewalk, they belong to the city anyway, don't they?
No.
But is the property owner responsible for it?
Homeowner.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The city has a right-of-way there.
You're right, Mayor, no matter what you say.
They do not, we do not own the trees.
It depends. There are city trees and country trees and residential trees, all kinds of trees. It really depends on where the right-of-way is. And if it's in a common area that's owned by in the right-of-way, but typically the homeowner, just like with sidewalks, would be responsible for that. That's why you see a lot of sidewalks broken up with roots.
Are you going to give any regulations for 7 years ago? We approached about sidewalks at my daughter's house, and we told the Moody administration in that, you know, they had this big thing. As soon as they come up with the funds, that it contacted, they didn't. I went to Ivan Hut. We don't have no money now, but as soon as we do, we'll get a hold of you. They didn't. Now, just the past week, and I'm not sure exactly the total cost for the sidewalk, because we put in some steps here, but we just paid $900 for concrete and forming and everything down there. Are they going to come back and reimburse us now?
I don't think so. No. That wouldn't be. Got any more to do? Come and put it on the list. In my office.
Yeah. Yes, you will.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like
making motions
to transfer money. So I'll just meet with Phil and we'll see where, if we can come up with some money, get a resolution put together for.
Okay.
One more question on what we're talking about, tearing down the houses. I know it's very, very early in the game, but have we sold any of that property and gotten any of that money back? Have we recouped anything at this point? Not a dime yet. I'm just kind of curious, whenever that does happen, if you could just keep us informed.
We'll put a lien on the property.
Right.
In Texas, it'll be put on, lien will be put on in all October.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
And it'll be on next year's.
Okay. Just kind of curious if you could keep us up to date on that. Yeah. I'm more than curiosity than anything on that.
What does...
Here it is. We got a big tree in front of our house. We had a big tree in front of our house. And I knew eventually it's going to come down. When it did, it's going to at least hit two houses, mainly mine. So I tried to start the deal with the insurance company. I said, what if I find out the price tag on bringing that tree down? I'll pay half of it if you pay half of it. And the insurance company says, we don't do that. That helped. 2 months later, it came through my house causing $17,000 in damages. So I did a hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. It didn't do any good. I still didn't get it. But we didn't get the insurance money, but it wasn't worth it. And if you could strike a deal with the insurance companies, they save money, we save money.
Back to the sidewalks. We'll meet. If we can find some money, we'll come up with a resolution and bring it back before the council.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Thank you, Phil.
Still under miscellaneous, I just want to say again, thank you to Vincent's University and Good Samaritan Hospital for stepping up and helping us with the second Main Street corner. I know everybody, if you've been down by there, you've seen the big difference, and hopefully this week they're going to be filling that back in with sand and dirt, and it'll be a nice level fill.
Level playing field.
Yes. So, with that, there's
Make
nothing else.
Adjourned.
Second.
We are adjourned.